millions of people saying everything. How do we keep from feeling overwhelmed? How do we possibly keep up? Now, when people ask me that, the first thing I say is, don't try. Don't try to keep up. Do you feel obligated to keep up with the thousands and thousands of books published each year? Does anyone try to see all of the movies that are released in a season? Do you look at the world and say, my God, there are 7 billion people out there. How will I possibly meet them all? We accept that our lives are a limited span of time. We allocate that time to our family, our friends, our work, and our passion. The same logic applies to the explosion of writing and reading that blogging represents. No one can possibly encompass it all. I spent years writing a book on it, and I feel like I barely nicked the surface. The answer is not to push ourselves to become ever more efficient information processing machines. Instead, I'd argue that we should consider just feeling grateful to have this problem. Because when we complain about information overload, aren't we really saying that there's more stuff out there that I want to read than that I have time to read? And isn't that actually a really good problem to have? So one way you can talk about this situation is in terms of words like overload. And the other way is to use words like abundance. It's the same glass, right? It's just half empty or half full. So I was talking recently with an old friend who is a professional book critic, and she said to me, you know, it's a lot harder to find readers today than to find writers. And there's some truth in this. I think it's worth thinking about. But it's also not as dire as it sounds for the writer. Because I believe that even if you never end up with more than a handful of readers, writing in public can be its own reward. And I think that's why so many people take up blogging, even when they know that they're never going to get famous or make a lot of money doing it. Writing for other people is one of the best ways we have to know our own minds. And I think that's really who we are when we're on writing. We're more ourselves. When I worked as a theater critic, people would come up to me after the show and they'd say, well, what'd you think? And I'd always have to disappoint them. I'd say, you know, I don't know yet. Wait until I've written my piece, then I can tell you.